Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice, where we're focusing on, firstly, the important upcoming changes to how US stock markets work, and secondly, previewing the Magnificent Seven, Microsoft, and Alphabet results. So firstly, there are some changes coming to the plumbing of the supersized US markets. US markets dominate global stocks, global bonds, and currencies. This makes any sort of change to how they function, their underlying plumbing, disproportionately important. We're focusing on two here. Firstly, on May the 28th, so just over a month away, US stocks are going to move to a quicker T+1 settlement schedule. So when you buy a stock, it'll settle in one day rather than the current two. This is a pretty big change. It's going to put US markets at odds with Europe, which still have a two-day settlement. But overall, it should boost liquidity and the functioning of markets. Secondly, a consultation has opened on a long-shot proposal by the New York Stock Exchange to move to 24/7 trading, really mimicking how crypto markets work today and how a lot of futures markets work. We already have extended hours trading, but this would obviously would be a big change, going to 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. This is all a test and a potential volume win in the long term for people like the New York Stock Exchange owner, Intercontinental Exchange, NASDAQ, which is publicly listed, and some of the US derivatives exchange juggernauts like CME and CBOE. The wider US broker dealers and exchanges ETF, IAI, has tracked the S&P over the last year up 20-odd percent. The second thing we're looking at is the Microsoft and Alphabet results after close today. Expectations are high for the world's biggest company, Microsoft. It's expected to report a strong 15% increase in both sales and earnings, leaning on its ability to monetize its first mover AI advantage across its Azure cloud business and Copilot in the office segment, all of course supported by its stake in AI pioneer ChatGPT. The largest of the Magnificent Seven stocks is up over 40% in the last year, double the rise of the S&P 500. And this has obviously raised investor expectations and taken its price earnings valuation over 30 times, which is well above average and close to its own 20-year high. By contrast, expectations are a lot lower for Alphabet. They're looking to dismiss concerns that it's really lagging in AI. The Google search and YouTube owner is expected to see double-digit sales growth and 30% earnings growth, with the focus on an acceleration to double-digit growth in its huge online ads business, which failed to meet high expectations last quarter, and the 25% growth rate of its lagging cloud business. Alphabet stocks up 50% the past year, but it has one of the lowest price-earnings ratios of the big tech stocks at only 22 times. That's only a little ahead of the S&P 500 and well below its own long-term average, really reflecting these concerns as to whether it's an AI winner or, in the long term, a loser. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks. Bye. You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.